Now for our daily dua. And this is the dua that has been mentioned in the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is a narration by Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. And he states, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, كَانَ مِن دُعَاءِ دَاوُودِ One of the supplications of Dawood عليه السلام was, اللهم إني أسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغني حبك. Oh Allah, I ask you for your love, the love of those you love, and the actions that will bring me to your love. والعمل الذي يبلغني حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلي من نفسي وأهلي ومن الماء البارد Oh Allah, make your love more beloved to me than my own self, my family and cold water. So this is what we ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask for His love. And we even ask for والعمل الذي يبلغني حبك The love, وَحُبَّ مَنْ يُحِبُّكُ The love of those whom you love. This refers to love for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba, the scholars and the pious. Loving them is a sign of Iman and a means of attaining lofty sages in the after. Because the Messenger of Allah said, a man will be with those whom he love. Every person loves himself more than others. In this supplication, we request Allah to make us love Allah more than we love ourselves. Because in this way, one will always give preference to the commands of Allah over one's own desires. And therefore, one should strive to acquire the love of Allah through companionship with the friends of Allah, doing righteous actions and following in the footsteps of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the end, there's a practical reference. وَمِنَ الْمَاءِ الْبَارِدِ Make your love more beloved to me than cold water. And this is just an indication that a person has natural desire for cold water on a hot day. We request Allah to grant us such natural love for Him which will permeate every portion of our body. That is what we require, and that is what is expected. And the essence of everything is that what we're able to gauge from this narration is that one should give preference to Allah and His Messenger over oneself and his family and all things which the carnal self desire. That is the end, and that is the summary of it all.